Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second highest ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its app store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The House failed to censure Democrat Maxine Waters of California for the inflammatory remarks she made in Minnesota, telling people to get confrontational before the Derek Chauvin verdict was announced. The vote was down party lines, with Democrats having a greater number of representatives. Maxine Waters on MSNBC Tuesday.
Because of my visit to Minneapolis, and my colleagues stood with me, and they voted to table the motion that was put up to censor me because the Republicans love to use me as a target.
It should be noted the judge in the Derek Chauvin trial called Maxine Waters out for her behavior.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday thanked George Floyd, quote, for sacrificing your life for justice, end quote. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An Ohio state park is looking into changing its name. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill question taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage.
Cortland, Ohio is between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. SpaceX is getting ready to launch its fifth high-flying Starship from its Texas rocket facilities. A version of this mega spaceship is set to become NASA's next moon lander, the vehicle that could put boots on the lunar surface for the first time since since 1972. Starship serial number 15, or SN15, is the latest of a series of spaceship prototypes that SpaceX is launching up to 6 miles above Boca Chica, Texas. The first two prototypes that soared to high altitude, SN8 and SN9, slammed into the landing pad at high speed and exploded immediately. The third, SN10, landed in one piece but blew up 10 minutes later. The fourth, SN11, exploded in midair as it relit its engines for landing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Guandolo joins us. Yes, the counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Great to be back on with you, Bill.
Always good talking to you. John, before we get into, you know, what's happening with these Hamas terrorists and what's coming through our southern border here, I just wanted to get your read as experienced law enforcement and all that you've been through, what you saw with the Derek Chauvin case.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that are disturbing, especially, you know, I want to start with the public proclamation by government officials like the president, vice president, and others, which is highly irregular and I think wrong, in the middle of a court proceeding, especially when juries deliberating, especially in a trial where surprisingly, and this is a huge deal, I believe, the jury was not sequestered.
Yes.
And I think just for their own safety, the fact the jury wasn't sequestered has a major impact on the jury itself.
Mm-hmm.
So those things and the fact that we know, and as you know, because we've talked about it, George Floyd died of a drug overdose and died of long-term historical medical issues, not the fact that a police officer did something and the medical doctor testified to these things. So the fact that this came back so quickly as a guilty verdict raises questions to me about everything that led up to the actual verdict itself.
You almost want to find out what happened in that room when the jury was, you know, comparing notes and the conversations, that sort of thing. I don't know that we'll ever know that. John, the other thing that I wanted to bring up here regarding Floyd, I mean, I think it's quite ironic. I mean, we've just gone through an episode with COVID that if there was any slight hint of COVID, then the person died by COVID. In this particular case, you don't have a slight hint. You have empirical evidence from the toxicology report that George Floyd was loaded up with all kinds of drugs. And, you know, it's interesting how the community and how the culture will, you know, for the sake of one minor sniffle or something, you've got COVID and that's what you died of, as opposed to somebody who has all this scientific evidence that says that his body was compromised to begin with.
Well, I think that's right, Bill. And I think it, to me, if you just look at the report, and he had enough fentanyl in his system to kill a horse, and he's walking around the vehicle on video saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." Of course you can't breathe. And this is a guy with a long history of criminality and violent crime, and now you know, I'm a police showing up to a scene with a guy. And I tell people, if you look at the way he behaved when he was sitting in his car and the police were giving him instructions, the things he did, I would argue, based on my experience and training, deadly force could have been used against the guy who's putting his hands on the side of the seat and doing things that some police officers would have used deadly force against him.
Exactly, right.
So I just think the whole, there's so many things to this this episode that raise huge red flags. And, you know, I don't know anything personally about this police officer. Whether he's a good guy, he's not a good guy, I have no idea. But I think that what we've seen here is it's the whole thing's a tragedy.
Well, it really is, because what happens now is we have this going forward. This drags along with us. And as one black American said last night, a commentator, and I think rightfully so, is that, you know, this isn't the end of it. I mean, this could open some doors down the road that are incredible. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi all but raising George Floyd to sainthood. And, you know, and he's some incredible martyr. I mean, like, he took one for the team, you know, for the sake of justice and that sort of thing. And it reminded me of, if you remember when Robert Kennedy died, Edward Kennedy in his obituary said that we should not we should not aggrandize or make larger than life Bobby in his death than he was in the life that he lived. And I thought that was quite profound coming from Edward Kennedy, because the temptation is, when somebody dies, we want to elevate them to sainthood. In this particular case, I mean, you have to ignore a lot of things about George Floyd, and you want to make him a figure. I mean, like, you know, I was telling my wife, I said, what are they going to do? Are they going to put his face on a $20 bill now? No joke. I mean, you know, I mean, I know he was trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill, but I mean, is this the way the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden would honor this man? And you're going to forget about all his problems, what brought him to that particular day, his history. And sadly, you know, that, because there's a lot of sad stories about many human beings, because we're all, you know, we're all fallen. We all make mistakes, John. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But when we find ourselves in a position where, again, the irony, we have a country tearing down statues because we find somebody was, you know, maybe involved with slavery. Maybe their family was involved with slavery. And I mean, names of schools are being changed. And in this particular case, you have a man who died tragically. And as you say, this is a tragedy. It's a tragedy for humanity that this happened. And maybe, I guess, on the other side of this, if lessons are learned, then maybe something can be redeemed out of it. But I think what compromises and makes it difficult is when we want to elevate somebody to sainthood that is not necessarily deserving of that position. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. And I think as you look at this circumstance, what we see is that there are people in an organized manner using this. They use this outcry to burn down American cities, to destroy the law, to disobey the law, to flaunt the law. And an organized society operates when people obey the law and the laws are enforced. Police in many cities failed. Their leadership failed. The cities failed to enforce the law. And citizens failed to obey the law. And this is, you get total chaos when you've got this kind of situation. And I think because some Americans are uneducated about what it takes to actually maintain a republic.
Exactly.
Don't see it as big a deal as it is. And then, obviously, as you and I have discussed, this is not unintentional. You know, after George Floyd's death, within 48 hours, we had dozens of U.S. cities where we had pre-staged pallets of bricks, water, and milk for rioters. That's not accidental. And this is a devious scheme to use a sad death of a man who clearly had an abuse, you know, substance abuse issue and all kinds of things. But this is now used to raise him up to, as you said, sainthood. It's just the whole thing is evil in my view.
Well, the other thing, too, you've got the likes of Al Sharpton, you know, which this commentator had said that he thought that the Floyd family could have done better in having people represent their case. Benjamin Crump, who is an attorney who lied in the Jordan Martin case. Why this guy has not been sanctioned, why he's still an attorney is still amazing to me. But he lives another day, and he will continue to be the face of racial injustice, no doubt. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent we are. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The former FBI agent and counterterrorist expert John Guandolo is with us. John, I got to imagine, like, you know, myself, but probably even more so with you, because you see the danger from way off, and you saw what happened when Joe Biden decided to erase all the things that were working in a positive manner in terms of national security at our southern border with Donald Trump. But because of, you know, I don't know if you want to call it disdain, hatred for Donald Trump, whatever, they're trying to erase him totally from history. He just has erased any good things that have happened that are clearly empirical. And says, no, we don't need this kind of stuff anymore. And now we have a crisis at the border that's taken him, what, almost a month to finally acknowledge that it's a crisis? But it's his boneheaded choices to erase these policies that were very effective. And what's coming in is not just people from Honduras and El Centro, but we got European countries that are represented, former terrorists coming in through the country that are paying as much as $40,000 a head to get, you know, to pay to the cartel to get in. Boy, just that kind of money alone raises all kinds of flags for me, doesn't it, you?
Of course, and I think we just need to start with the most basic point, and that is that no country can remain sovereign if it doesn't have secure and solid borders. This is not, it's not complicated. But the Democrat Party is the party that wants to destroy this country. And I think, again, you and I have talked about this, to minimize that, to shrug that off as being merely partisan politics is to miss the whole point, is to miss the fact that this is the leadership of the National Democrat Party. These are the people that literally are in cahoots with the Communist Party leadership in this country, with the jihadi leadership in this country, and they are taking many and making many decisions and taking many actions that are devastating to the security of this nation.
Are you hearing the voice echoing of one Senator McCarthy saying, I told you so? I mean, I understand it was extreme in the 50s with all that's going on, but it's like, it is amazing how many democratic socialists and you know, self-proclaimed communists have risen. You know, within our governmental infrastructure, they are in positions of power where everything in this country, secrets, you know, highly confidential information has all been compromised, John.
Well, that's right. And I think the real issue among all of this is that the catastrophic failure of our leadership, in some cases complicit with our enemies, I would say in many cases, and in some cases, gross incompetence and criminal negligence. This is where we are today. Now, I don't think you can minimize this. The fact
Without
that people have not gone to jail is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that. And the thing is that Joe Biden, he has a 0% batting average when it comes to issues like this. I mean, he's never gotten anything in the foreign policy right. I mean, Barack Obama compromised, and he, with him, you know, compromised our national security to such a degree that there were all kinds of vials that needed to be cleaned up, you know, when Donald Trump took office. And it was amazing when he started making these very targeted moves. And even then, he had one arm tied behind his back because the Democrats were going to resist him at all points. And they did this to the compromise of our own country's national security. How dare them, John? How dare Nancy Pelosi decide that they should know better than the American people who voted for Donald Trump and did everything they could to undermine this man's presidency?
Well, that's right. I mean, you've got an illegitimate regime in power right now in the United States. You have the literally the culmination of a 100-year communist movement and a 60-year Islamic movement. We know these two movements, you and I have discussed many times on this show, are working together, and here we are. And this is where we are. And things are going to come to a head at some point very soon.
It has
got to be rectified.
Well, in in your article, you talk about the Biden administration directly aiding and abetting Hamas terrorists. Break that down for our audience so that they have the facts.
Well, first of all, I guess a good start would be the National Islamic Advisor to candidate Joe Biden, Farouk Miffa, is a board member of MGAGE, which is a Hamas front organization in the United States. And it was, I would argue, that relationship as well as others that led Joe Biden to address MGAGE's, Hamas's national conference and say that we need to teach more Islam in schools. Now, I actually agree with Joe Biden. We should teach Islam, but we should have people who actually are teaching true Islam to the students to let them know how dangerous it is and how devastating it is to individuals and to society. Maybe a different line of thought. But that the discussion begins there, and you've got policies that Joe Biden is enacting directly supporting Hamas.
Well, what happens when they open up the doors like this, the lines of communication with terrorists, and it's like they do so without any consideration of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, if you're going to look at it through a worldview that is pro-Hamas, you're going to present it the way they're doing it. If you're going to look at it through the filter and the vision of a democratic republic and a free people in U.S. Constitution, there's a different curriculum, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got with the Biden administration, and I think you're referring to the article I just published a few days ago, where FEMA and DHS were invited to an online program hosted by Hamas doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations. And I think this is most important, DHS and FEMA, the people that were invited on were the directors of the grant programs for the government, and they are literally teaching the leaders of the Islamic movement, meaning hostile jihadis, how to get some of the $180 million available to reinforce and support mosques and Islamic organizations in order, in other words, to fortify them physically. So the U.S. government is paying our adversaries to fortify their buildings so when they launch attacks on us, they will be more protected. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. I mean, what happened to their oath of office here, John, to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic?
That's, I think that, you know, we made, you know, it's interesting you asked that. So back in 2009, even before that, but when I was, you know, after I got recruited out of the FBI to work with the Department of Defense, we were briefing senators and their staffs and members of Congress. And Steve Coughlin and I were talking to them about the oath of office. Mm-hmm. And nobody seemed to care back then. They're like, well, that's an argument that really doesn't hold weight. And,
wow.
And we said, I beg your pardon? And I'm talking about Republicans now.
Right, right. Wow.
You know. You're telling me the oath of office argument doesn't, well, then what are we doing? Then the republic is done.
Yes.
If the oath of office doesn't matter anymore. Now, that was 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
And here they are. You know, like I keep telling our audience, John, you don't have to go into a deep dive. You don't have to, you know, you just watch, observe. The fruit of their terrorism support is evident, isn't it? I mean, it's just right before us. So what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to wait until we're overrun and taken over by all these jihadists?
Well, no. I mean, what my organization, Understanding the Threat.
Okay, we got 25 seconds left. I'm going to let you close it out. So go ahead and do the pitch.
Well, what we are doing is we build ground teams of citizens and train people to actually identify these networks and disrupt them and dismantle them at the local level. So I encourage everybody, go to understandingthethreat.com, get into our Into Action program, and get in this fight. That's what we need right now.
Amen. We need patriots. John Guandolo, thank you, buddy. Former FBI agent and counterterrorism expert right here. Have a great day.
Thanks,
John.
Bill.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second highest ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its App Store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, as I mentioned, one of my favorite apologists, Peter Kraft, is with us, and looking forward, always enjoy our time together, Professor, whenever you're able to stop in and talk about your latest book, or just, you know, for the two of us to philosophize. I always feel like I'm at your feet, just taking notes and listening intently.
Well, thank you. I feel that way when I'm on your show, too.
Well, excellent. Well, good. Well, now that we've set the environment for us, let's talk about your latest book, How to Destroy Western Civilization and Other Ideas from the Cultural Abyss. What do you want your readers to take away from your book here?
I want them to take away the book. The book itself, the answer to that question.
Yes.
To summarize it in a few words, take the negative point and the positive point. The negative point is that we're doing a wonderful job in destroying our own civilization. And the positive point is there is another way. There's an alternative.
Yeah. How bad does it have to get before we realize that we are, in fact, destroying our Western civilization? Because many of us, like yourself, Dr. Crafe, we can see it quite clearly. We see what's on the horizon. We see what happened in Minneapolis, what is spewed into, I say, the political bloodstream and consciousness of America as a result of what's been going on and the way the media is presenting, you know, these conflicts that we're dealing with in our society today.
Well, nobody but God knows how far it has to go. What bothers me the most is not the wickedness of both the right and the left, but the ignorance of the wickedness. We've never been very good at obeying the moral law, but we've at least believed in it and understood it. And now it's thrown on the trash heap in the garbage can.
Yeah.
We've become moral relativists. We're under what Pope Benedict called the dictatorship of relativism. And no society right. has ever survived that way.
Well, we're like the Jews in the book of Judges. We've now let go of God. And we're insisting on seeing things according to our own eyes. I mean, which is pretty scary.
Every man consider, is right in his own eyes, yes. Our
exactly.
Our prophets, our pop psychologists preach self-esteem. I guess Hitler lacked self-esteem. That's why he was so bad. He should have had more of it, right?
Yeah, and to think that we're going to rely on mortal man when history is replete with what happens to people who rely on their own mortality.
Well, you can't be judgmental. Haven't you heard that? You can't.
Yeah, I know. Shame on me.
That's a dirty word.
Yeah.
That makes
but this is why you
bad.
Like coming on the show. You like coming on the show because, you know, we're fearless. We go where some fools that by the modern vernacular, you know, would not tread. But
This is not part of Facebook. If this were Facebook, you'd be censored. We're not living in a free country
Well, of course.
Anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. My life expectancy would be measured in nanoseconds, no doubt. But that's not going to stop us to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, for the sake of humanity, for the sake of people who have the audacity to listen to you, Peter. And you know, God forbid that they would even buy your book and be enlightened as a result of, you know, what you're sharing with us, because the system needs a shock of common sense. That it needs to be rattled. I mean, you would think in part that maybe the coronavirus is getting people to think. I mean, one of the things that I'm hearing quite often is people, you know, they'll ask me, they'll go, Bill, do you think God is judging us? And my answer to them is, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that you're even posing that question could be the answer, don't you think?
That's a very good answer, yes. The idea of judgment is an old-fashioned idea. We're supposed to not be judgmental anymore. Gee, maybe that cop should have said to the judge, but judge, I don't feel guilty. You're not respecting my feelings.
Right. Well, that only works, as we know, because the way this culture is controlled, it only works if you're on, you know, the right side of culture. If you're on the wrong side, forget it. You know, hell hath no fury, right? I mean, it comes upon people in a very powerful manner, because the clear hypocrisy and contrast of all these things is so blatant that if you are a student of culture at all, you just wonder, you go, what is going on? Why is it it's okay in New York if you do this, but it's not if you do it in Florida and vice versa? I mean, it's absolutely insane. I mean, it's almost like when I ask, you know, how much longer is God going to allow us to go through this kind of insanity? I mean, that's a sincere question. I pray that every day. I just say, Lord, you know, how much more can we handle? Because even in the book of Revelations, you say that there comes a point where you just have to stop the madness, or otherwise we just absolutely and utterly destroy ourselves.
Well, we're no longer a community. We're no longer a single society. St. Augustine in The City of God, which is probably the great classic about society and politics and history, defined a society or a community, or what he called a city, as individuals who are joined by a common love. We used to have a common love. We used to love basically the same things. That's no longer the case. We are divided into so many alternative communities, especially the worshippers of the donkey or the worshippers of the elephant, that we're no longer the worshippers of the lamb.
Right. And that's really the whole point. And that's, you know, in a sense, what my first question is, that we've lost sight of the most important thing. And, you know, like the Shema prays three times, the Shema prayer three times a day by the Jews. You know, hear, O Israel. I mean, it's listen. You know, listen up. I mean, it's like the angels from heaven are screaming down to us. Listen, there's something really important here that is going to follow this attention getting noticed, right?
And the Muslims have their prayer, the Shahada, there is no God but God. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yes.
We've forgotten it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so here we are left to our own devices, and how is that working for you? And Peter, I have this sense of urgency only because maybe being the age that I am, you know, that... You know, you look at it and you start, I never thought about this before, but I'm thinking, gosh, you know, if I have another, you know, 15, 20 years, you know, to look forward to, then there is this sense of urgency that, you know, I'm heading to the exits and, you know, I don't want to leave the country. I don't want to leave our culture where it is today and the mess that it's in.
Well, let me say two things. One is the bad thing. The direction we're going is certainly into the garbage can, and with increasing rapidity. It takes only a single generation or less than a single generation to fundamentally change public opinion by the media. Right. The obvious example here is transgenderism. But I've got two pieces of optimism. One is that truth is always stronger than power. Light is always stronger than darkness. Mm-hmm. Pope John Paul II reminded us that when you meet power with truth, when you throw truth across the path of power, power always corrupts. And the most powerful mm-hmm. and destructive force in the 20th century, communism, was destroyed simply by speaking the truth. That's mm-hmm. one optimistic point. The other optimistic point is even if it doesn't work in America, America is not our home. America is not the church. Yes. America is not heaven.
Right.
It's a wonderful country.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a motel, and motel burning down is a tragedy, but it's not like your house burning.
Exactly. Well, and that is where it lies, is what are you holding on to? Are you holding on to the temporal above the eternal? You know, and that is something I often ask myself, Peter, in my daily walk, is when I find myself getting frustrated, am I getting frustrated over the things that don't matter, the temporal things that will vapor very shortly, they'll rust away, or am I frustrated over the things that God's frustrated over?
Well, our society is like our bodies. They're precious, they're holy, but they're not the most important thing. Putting the body above the soul, putting politics above religion is a mistake, but devaluing it entirely and not caring about it is irresponsible.
Well, we're talking with Professor Peter Kraft and about his new book, How to Destroy Western Civilization, and we'll have more after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest
lowest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with Professor Peter Kraft. His new book, How to Destroy Western Civilization and Other Ideas from the Cultural Abyss. Peter, you know, something tells me that down the road, I mean, what is happening to America right now and really the world, because this is a global issue, is certainly no surprise to God and certainly an opportunity for God because we live life in contrast, don't we? Like, for example, the law of gravity. We trust the law of gravity now, although I think some people are trying to challenge it once again because they're just not too smart. Somehow they got to get up on top of the roof and fall off and say, well, yeah, sure enough, that hurt. The law of gravity is still in play because there's certain laws, immutable laws that God has in place that when we violate, there are consequences that come as a result. And right now, I don't know, the breakdown in logic, I'm not sure how you want to call it, although you do refer to it in Chapter 6 of the book in talking about social, moral, and sexual effects of symbolic logic. But our logic is so compromised these days that, we want to continue to challenge things that we should know better by now.
Well, there have been in the past philosophers and groups of people like the Sophists who've challenged moral law. There have even been some that have challenged logical law. You create your own reality. The world is a fiction generated by the human mind. Those have always been a minority of people. But today we're seeing people who even challenge scientific law. Like people who say they believe in science, and science says that they are men, and they say that they are women because they are God, and they have designed themselves, and they are the inheritors of the mystery passage in Justice Kennedy's famous Supreme Court decision that at the heart of liberty is the right to decide for yourself the meaning of life and the mystery of human existence. In other words, God, get out of my seat. Move over.
Yes. Right.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Well, we're back to that original argument in the Garden of Eden. Satan said you could be as God and even better than God, right?
And if you don't believe in the latest and most insane step in that process, you get fired.
Right, exactly.
There have been countless examples in the past 2 weeks of respectable people who were fired, innocent people who were fired from their job mm-hmm. because they opposed transgender ideology.
Right.
In a free country. We're not in an open-minded country.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was born and raised in California, which I may have shared with you, and the universities there, I think they're up to like 92 different gender choices, you know, when you go to a university.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
In Canada, I'm told, mm-hmm. if you're a student in an elementary school and the question on the exam is how many genders are there and you answer two, you flunk.
Right, right. Well, what about the president? The president said that, you know, when he was confronted with that question, he kind of reluctantly came up with three. And there was no pushback on that whatsoever. But just so long as he took on, you know, what God really did say, that I made you male and female, and here is supposedly a practicing Catholic who comes up with a number three. And people have asked me, they said, well, Joe's a practicing Catholic. And I say, well, yeah, I think he needs more practice.
What did he say was the third one? Republican?
You know, that would have been a follow-up question, but follow-up questions never happen around the president. You know, they ask him, you know, what kind of ice cream, and that's it, you know, and there's no follow-up question like, hey, did you really like that ice cream, or, you know, whatever. It's so bizarre, like you said.
I must confess, in the last election, I had a moral dilemma. I found it irresponsible to stay home from the polls, but equally irresponsible to vote for either candidate, so I voted for Yoda.
Well, okay, and there were some people. I wonder if your vote counted, though, in light of all the shenanigans that was going on. But that's a whole other discussion, Professor. Because, it all comes down that same funnel that we're talking about. We've suspended reality, like you said. It all becomes relative, and here we are. I mean, how do you exist in a relative world? I mean. You know, there's no law and order. Moral law is out the door. I mean, we just went through an incredible situation court case with Derek Chauvin. I mean, like you said, he could have just said, hey, I feel differently. And how can you judge me when my feelings are different than what you're accusing me of?
Well, if you live that philosophy out, I think inevitably you die. You get bored, you put a bullet through your brain. And maybe our society is doing that. I think it's doing it very gradually. I think there's a great residue of common sense left among the people. We're not yet Scandinavia or even Canada.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
And
because
the rest
been...
of the world, wait a minute. You just said something wrong. You said this is global. No, it isn't. In the rest of the world, the faith is climbing. The seminaries in Africa are overflowing. They're smiling, they're experiencing miracles. Even in Muslim countries, miracles are happening, and that people are secretly converting more than ever before. And wherever the faith is persecuted, like in China, martyrs are made. And
exactly.
When the pressure increases, you get diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only gloomy in Christendom. It's pretty stunning in the rest of the world.
And it's interesting the way you say that, because to my earlier point, when I was, you know, I stated that God knows what's going on, and that, the Democrats think that they're the only party to not let a good crisis go to waste. I think God himself knows how to deal with a crisis, right?
Yep. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. If he doesn't, we'll fire him.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you handle that. That's beyond my pay grade. But I know that people make individual decisions to turn their back on God, which this country has done, a country that was established based on godly principles and somehow has the audacity to say, hey, get that God thing out of here. We can handle it from here. Right? What arrogance.
Well, we have to learn because reality is there whether we like it or not. We can learn the easy way. We can learn the hard way. And maybe we'll learn the hard way, but at least we'll learn. It's not going to go on forever like this.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, and that's what's before us, you know. And God said very, very directly to Cain, if you recall, in the book of Genesis, said, "If you do right, will it not go well for you?" I mean, that sentence is so powerful and so loaded, you know, that it screams through the millennia if we only have ears to hear.
Well, that assumes that you want to hear. That assumes that you want to listen to objective truth and learn from history. That's why Jesus' first question in John's Gospel is, what do you want?
Mm.
If you want the true and the good, here I am. And if you don't want it, you're not going to get it because you're not going to come to me, and I'm not going to force it on you. So it's our choice. So there's still hope.
I mentioned chapter 6, and I want you to address this. We've got about 3 minutes left here. In 6, you address the social, moral, sexual effects of symbolic logic. It's a little bit about what we've been talking about, but break that down for us, if you would, Professor.
That sounds pretty technical and academic, but the fact that everybody used to use the old common sense logic of ordinary language, where words meant things, and you defined terms, and then you combined them in propositions, and then you argued about the propositions. But you started with you know, this is a human being, and he has a body and a soul, and a mind and a will, and all those human beings are mortal, and you're a human being, therefore you're immortal. That's common sense logic.
Right.
Symbolic logic is purely mathematical. It doesn't have any content. It just uses symbols. So it doesn't know anything, doesn't claim to know anything, doesn't know or care what a man is or what an apple is. It doesn't believe that there are forms or natures or essences or kinds or species or the essential natures of anything. And therefore, it has no room for a natural moral law, a law based on human nature. And if that's the only logic we use, it's the logic that computers use. If we use nothing but computer logic in our lives, the whole moral dimension disappears. And almost every textbook in logic today is symbolic logic rather than Aristotelian, ordinary language, common sense logic.
What does that do to us intellectually?
It turns us into clever robots, highly developed apes with big brains.
So what, like everything's a chess game then?
Yeah. Yeah, ethically it turns us into utilitarian. You cleverly calculate the consequences of an action in terms of pleasure and pain, and that's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. And so this sets you up for socialist and communist rule, doesn't it?
It sets you up for any rule based on force rather than right.
Mm-hmm.
It assumes that the right is only a clever disguise on might.
Yeah, exactly. So we're back to that might makes right rule.
Yep.
This is amazing that, again, nothing new under the sun. The wisest man on earth ever, Solomon, King Solomon, by God's assignment.
We're deceived by the fact that we still have, in theory, a democracy. But the best book ever written about democracy, Alexis Tocqueville's Democracy in America, warned us that democracy is compatible with totalitarianism, what he called a soft totalitarianism, because democracy and totalitarianism are answers to two very different questions. Totalitarianism is an answer to the question, how much power over human life should the public authorities have? And the answer is total authority. And democracy is simply an answer to the other question, who are the authorities? And the answer is the majority of the people who vote.
There you go. We got to leave it there.
You can have a totalitarian democracy, which I think we're heading towards.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm